So what happens on the Betis Yisrael Mitzrayim when Kali Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? Hayam Rav, Hayanais, Hayaradein Yisav Lacha. Two different episodes. The sea saw and fled. The Yaradein turned backwards. What did it see? So there's a medrash which says it sees Mata Moshe, Moshe's staff. But there's a more familiar version of the medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that it's called Arona Shel Yosef. The sea sees Yosef's casket and turns back. What's pshat? Why pink that? Sivashalom explains, others do too. Something so powerful. Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. Moshe Baruchai. Yosef was subjected to the greatest challenge that a human being can possibly face. Everything is pulling him to Eishes Potiphar. Physically, emotionally. He's drawn towards her with all his might, and he knows that essentially he's meant to marry her, Baruch HaKadosh. Except he ends up marrying Asnas, her daughter. But nonetheless, with almost superhuman strength, he pulls back Vayismam. And you can sense the tension in the Torah with that Shalshelis as he refrains and he desists and he's Moshe Baruch and he goes against that which was natural to him. Everything natural is pulling him towards Eishes Potiphar and he pulls back. Ooh. The sea sees someone who's Moshe Baruch, someone that's able to conquer his base nature, that which is natural to him. And the sea goes against its nature too and pulls back and creates a wall. A wall to the left, a wall to the right, dry land beneath. The sea, so to speak, takes inspiration from someone that's able to conquer their base instincts. Hayarden Yisav Lachar. The Yarden. Every body of water, says Rashi at the time, split. Different ways of learning it. Is it talking later when the Bnei Yisrael enter into Eretz Yisrael or not? But then, the mountains are skipping like rams. The hills are like young lambs. Why? What's going on here? We talk to them. Why? What's happening to you? The sea that you flee, the yardin that you're turning backwards. Why is it, O mountains, Eharim, Tirkuduch, Elim, Goyos, Givnei, Tzayin? Why mountains are you skipping like rams? The hills, why are you jumping around like the young lambs? And this is it. Because of Hashem's presence, did I, the earth, tremble before the presence of Hashem, the God of Yaakov? The Radak explains, the earth includes the mountains and the seas. Therefore the earth is answering for both. The mountains shake, the seas split, because this is Ratzon Hashem. Some of the Mefarshim explain, this is referring to the Yarden, which didn't flee, it just turned back. The Yarden felt less awe up in front of Hashem than the sea did. The Yarden didn't flee in awe upon being split, because actually, it had split once before for Yaakov Avinu when he wanted to cross it. It turned back the way it did in the time of Yaakov. Who turns a rock into a pond of water, the flint into a flowing fountain. What is this talking about? Says the Radak, when they wanted water, Parshas Bashalach, Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock at the time when he's meant to. There's something more than that. The flint flowing into a fountain is referring to the time in the future when the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, Kamayim Liyam Mechasim.